Francia, yeah, you outlined some of the positive stuff that has happened in Letterkenny there over the last couple of years, and that's true. But, you know, in reality, all of that has happened because the hospital was flooded. That's why it happened, and that's why that work has been carried out. The reality is that the hospital is greatly increasing the numbers at all times. And even with all that work that's been done, we're in this crisis situation. You know, the letter from the GP states that we have many patients who are refusing to attend emergency department because they would rather take their chances and stay at home. And I know from first-hand experiences that actually is happening, where patients are deciding to stay at home rather than going and getting the treatment that they need because of the delays and stuff like that there. And the emergency department has been used as a gatekeeper for the rest of the hospital, and that's part of the problem, like, you know, and that's what's happened. You know, you could also put in there as well that Letterkenny is consistently the fourth or fifth busiest hospital in the state, with over 23,000 patients a year being discharged from the hospital. And since 2020, the number of patients being seen under six hours by the ED has declined from 80% to 52%. So only 52% of patients, and your standard says it has to be 80%, are seen within the time. And patients waiting over 9 hours has increased from 6% to 27% in the same period. So there is a problem, and I'm glad that the Minister is meeting with the GPs. I hope that an action plan will come out of that, and we'll actually see the problem start to be resolved.